The week of George Washington's birthday is annually celebrated as National FFA Week. Today we trace the history of the future farmers to a small oak table in a classroom on the campus of Virginia Tech University. The story of the table, the meeting, and the organization is this edition of the American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. Walter Newman became state supervisor of vocational education in Virginia in the mid-1920s. As John Hillison explains, Newman
came back to Virginia Tech on a September day in 1925 and met with three other teacher educators here named Harry Sanders, Edmund McGill, and Henry Grosskos.
That meeting is considered the beginning of the Future Farmers of Virginia, the inspiration for today's FFA organization.
They sat at an oak table and started talking about how rural students didn't have as much confidence in themselves as, say, their city cousins.
The four men proposed an organization for vocational agriculture students. It would provide leadership and confidence for those high school boys.
That's how the Future Farmers of Virginia got started. It was very successful, and Walter Newman went around the country telling other teacher educators about the idea, and pretty soon the idea caught on, and then that led to the establishment of the Future Farmers of America in 1928.
The oak table where the first meeting was held is in the FFA History Museum at Virginia Tech. There was a problem, though. There were two identical tables in the room where that first meeting was held.
They sat around one of those two, and then they had to decide later on which one was the one they actually sat at. One of the founders apparently had a pocket knife, and he was carving a little bit on a drawer, and they used that as evidence for which one they claimed as the oak table.
Hillison helps oversee some of the memorabilia from those early years of the FFA. Traveling the countryside in Blacksburg, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.